What if the relationship challenges you're facing are not about communication techniques or love languages, but about emotional maturity? Have you ever found yourself wondering why certain patterns keep repeating in your relationship despite your best efforts to address them? That feeling of being stuck in cycles of misunderstanding and conflict might actually point to something deeper than just disagreements. It points to the fundamental way we process emotions and respond to relationship challenges. Welcome to the Better Love Podcast. I am Amanda Collins, and today we are exploring a critical aspect of relationships that often goes unrecognized until it has created significant damage: emotional immaturity in romantic partners. This topic touches the heart of why many women find themselves frustrated in relationships that seem to progress in some ways but remain painfully stuck in others. Emotional maturity forms the foundation upon which healthy relationships are built. When you are involved with someone who struggles with emotional maturity, you might notice a persistent inability to handle difficult conversations without becoming defensive. You might observe how your partner avoids taking responsibility for his actions, instead deflecting blame or making excuses. These patterns create a relationship environment where true intimacy becomes nearly impossible because one person is not emotionally equipped to participate fully in the partnership. The challenge lies in recognizing these patterns for what they are. Many women mistakenly attribute these behaviors to personality differences or communication styles when they actually reflect deeper developmental issues. Understanding the distinction allows you to approach the situation with clarity rather than confusion, with intention rather than frustration. In today's episode, we will first explore how emotional immaturity manifests in relationships, identifying the subtle and obvious signs you might be experiencing. Then, we will examine the impact these patterns have on relationship dynamics and your emotional well-being. We will conclude with practical strategies for addressing these challenges effectively, whether that means supporting your partner's growth or making difficult decisions about the relationship's future. By the end of our time together, you will have the tools to recognize emotional immaturity and respond in ways that honor your needs while creating possibility for positive change. Let me share a story that illustrates exactly how emotional immaturity can surface in relationships, even when everything else seems promising. Jessica thought she had finally found the perfect match. Michael was successful, attentive, and seemed incredibly invested in their relationship. During their first few months of dating, she noticed how he would light up when sharing his accomplishments, but became notably quiet when she discussed her own successes. At first, she dismissed these moments as simple personality differences. Their first real challenge emerged during a dinner with her colleagues. When Jessica received praise for a major project she had led, Michael became visibly uncomfortable. Later that evening, he criticized her for dominating the conversation and making him look bad. Instead of celebrating her achievement, he turned the situation into a discussion about his feelings of inadequacy, requiring Jessica to comfort and reassure him. This pattern began repeating itself in various forms. Anytime Jessica shared good news or received recognition, Michael would find ways to diminish her accomplishments or redirect attention to himself. Initially, Jessica tried to manage the situation by downplaying her achievements and carefully monitoring how she shared her successes. She found herself walking on eggshells, constantly calculating how her good news might trigger Michael's insecurities. But as months passed, she realized this dynamic was taking a toll on her confidence and professional enthusiasm. Through conversations with her therapist, Jessica began to recognize that Michael's reactions weren't about her communication style. They were clear indicators of emotional immaturity. The turning point came when Jessica started setting boundaries around how she shared and celebrated her successes. She directly addressed Michael's reactions, explaining how his behavior impacted her. While these conversations were uncomfortable, they revealed important truths about their relationship dynamic. Michael's inability to celebrate her achievements or manage his own emotional responses showed that despite his apparent success in other areas, he struggled with core aspects of emotional maturity. Jessica's experience highlights a crucial insight about emotional immaturity in relationships. It often reveals itself not in the big moments of crisis, but in the subtle ways a partner handles their partner's growth and success. The inability to celebrate another's achievements, the need to compete rather than support, and the tendency to make others responsible for managing their emotions, these are all key indicators of emotional immaturity that can significantly impact relationship dynamics. Let us explore how to identify these patterns more specifically and understand their deeper implications for relationship health. Jessica's story illuminates how emotional immaturity can hide beneath a polished exterior. As we explore this topic further, it is important to address some common misconceptions that might be clouding your understanding of emotional maturity in relationships. Many believe emotional immaturity is always obvious and easy to spot, like a bright red flag waving in the wind. The reality is far more nuanced. Emotional immaturity often masks itself behind successful careers, charming personalities, or seemingly confident behaviors. You might not notice these patterns until you are deeply invested in the relationship. Another misconception suggests emotional immaturity is solely the domain of younger partners. Age and emotional maturity do not always align. A partner in his 40s might struggle with emotional regulation, while someone younger might demonstrate remarkable emotional intelligence. Emotional maturity develops through self-awareness and conscious growth, not simply through the passage of time. You might have heard that emotional immaturity can be quickly fixed once identified. This oversimplifies the complexity of emotional development. True emotional growth requires consistent effort, self-reflection, and often professional guidance. It is a gradual process that unfolds over time, not a switch that can be suddenly flipped. It is tempting to attribute all relationship challenges to emotional immaturity. While emotional immaturity can significantly impact relationships, not every difficulty stems from this source. Relationships face various challenges, from communication styles to life goals, and accurately identifying the root cause helps determine the most effective path forward. Understanding these misconceptions provides a foundation for recognizing the true nature of emotional maturity. As we move forward, we will explore specific indicators of emotional immaturity and examine how they manifest in relationship dynamics. These insights will help you navigate your relationships with greater awareness and understanding. Understanding emotional immaturity in relationships goes far deeper than what meets the eye. The subtle signs often reveal themselves through patterns rather than isolated incidents. When you notice your partner consistently struggling to regulate emotions during disagreements, this points to a fundamental aspect of emotional immaturity. He might become overwhelmed quickly, lash out unexpectedly, or shut down completely. These reactions stem from underdeveloped emotional processing skills rather than deliberate choices. The impact on your relationship manifests in predictable cycles. You might find yourself walking on eggshells, constantly managing his emotional state, or feeling drained from repetitive conflicts that never reach resolution. This pattern creates an unstable foundation where genuine intimacy struggles to develop. Looking at the developmental aspects, emotional maturity builds through experiences and conscious growth. Your partner's past relationships, family dynamics, and early attachment experiences shape his current emotional responses. Understanding this context helps you approach the situation with clarity rather than judgment. A key indicator appears in how he handles responsibility and criticism. An emotionally immature partner often deflects blame, becomes defensive at the slightest feedback, or turns discussions about his behavior into accusations about yours. This reflects a fragile sense of self that struggles to integrate growth opportunities. Black and white thinking presents another crucial sign. You might notice him categorizing situations as entirely good or bad, viewing people as perfect or worthless, or making sweeping generalizations about relationships. This rigid thinking pattern limits his ability to navigate the natural complexities of intimate relationships. The need for constant validation often masks itself as attention-seeking behavior or emotional dependency. While everyone appreciates recognition, an excessive need for reassurance can drain your emotional resources and create an unhealthy dynamic where you become responsible for managing his self-worth. Understanding these patterns allows you to make informed decisions about your relationship's future. Rather than viewing these signs as permanent character flaws, recognize them as areas for potential growth, while acknowledging that this growth must come from his own commitment to change. As we explore these principles, consider how they manifest in your current relationship. The key lies not in diagnosing your partner, but in understanding how these patterns affect your emotional well-being and relationship satisfaction. Let us examine specific strategies for addressing these challenges effectively. Now that we understand these patterns of emotional immaturity, let us explore practical ways to address them in your relationship. Start by creating an observation journal to track specific situations that trigger emotional reactions. When you notice defensive behavior or emotional escalation, document the exact circumstance, what was said, and how both you and your partner responded. This detailed record helps you identify patterns that might not be visible in the moment. Focus on writing objective observations rather than interpretations. Set aside time each week to review your observations privately. Look for recurring themes in situations that lead to emotional dysregulation. You might notice certain topics, times of day, or external stressors that consistently precede challenging interactions. Establishing healthy boundaries begins with clear, calm communication about your needs. Instead of saying, "You always overreact," try, "I notice our discussions become intense when we talk about finances. Could we create a structured time to discuss this topic when we are both feeling centered?" Practice direct communication about your concerns using specific examples from your observations. "When you left the room during our discussion about holiday plans, I felt unable to reach a resolution. I would appreciate if we could agree to take brief breaks when emotions run high, then return to complete our conversation." Consider scheduling regular check-ins with your partner to discuss emotional patterns in a non-confrontational setting. Choose a neutral time when you are both calm and receptive. Frame the conversation around mutual growth rather than criticism. If you notice resistance or repeated patterns despite your efforts, consider seeking professional guidance. A relationship counselor can provide structured support and tools for both partners to develop emotional maturity while maintaining healthy boundaries. Your role in this process involves maintaining your own emotional stability while supporting growth. Set clear limits about behaviors you will not accept while remaining open to positive changes. This balance creates space for development without compromising your well-being. As we move forward, let us examine some common challenges you might encounter when implementing these strategies and how to navigate them effectively while protecting your emotional health. Implementing these strategies for addressing emotional immaturity often brings its own set of challenges. One significant obstacle you might face is the internal resistance to acknowledging patterns of immaturity in your relationship. Your emotional attachment can make it difficult to see situations clearly. When you notice yourself making excuses or minimizing concerning behaviors, pause and refer to your observation journal. The written evidence helps maintain objectivity when emotions threaten to cloud your judgment. Focus on the specific behaviors you have documented rather than interpretations or assumptions. Setting and maintaining boundaries often triggers fear about relationship consequences. You might worry that addressing these issues could lead to conflict or even end the relationship. This fear can paralyze you from taking necessary action for your emotional well-being. Combat this fear by starting with small, manageable steps. Begin by setting one clear boundary around a less emotionally charged issue. Success with smaller boundaries builds confidence for addressing more significant concerns. Document positive outcomes to remind yourself that healthy boundaries strengthen relationships. If you find yourself consistently unable to maintain the boundaries you have set, seek support from a relationship professional. A counselor can provide objective guidance and help you develop stronger boundary-setting skills while managing your emotional responses. Progress in addressing emotional immaturity takes time. You might notice your partner showing improvement in some areas while struggling in others. Focus on consistent, small changes rather than expecting immediate transformation. Document these incremental improvements in your journal. When you encounter setbacks, return to your observation journal and review the progress you have already made. Identify specific situations where you successfully navigated emotional challenges. These examples serve as evidence that positive change is possible. Your commitment to growth does not guarantee your partner will match your efforts. Create a support system of friends, family, or professional counselors who understand your journey. Their perspective helps maintain your emotional stability while navigating these challenges. As we conclude our discussion today, let us focus on the key insights you have gained about recognizing and addressing emotional immaturity in relationships. The path toward emotional maturity in relationships begins with recognizing these subtle, yet significant patterns in both yourself and your partner. By observing specific behaviors and responses during challenging moments, you gain clarity about where growth is needed most. Understanding emotional immaturity is not about judgment, it is about awareness and opportunity. When you notice defensive reactions, difficulty with accountability, or black and white thinking, you have discovered valuable starting points for positive change. These insights empower you to make conscious choices about how you respond and what boundaries you need. Your journey forward starts with documenting specific patterns in your relationship dynamics. Pay attention to emotional triggers, communication challenges, and moments when maturity feels strained. This awareness creates the foundation for implementing healthy boundaries and having direct conversations about growth. The most powerful truth about emotional maturity is that it develops through conscious effort and patience. Every step you take toward understanding these patterns brings you closer to the deeply fulfilling relationship you desire. Your commitment to growth, combined with clear boundaries and self-awareness, opens the door to profound relationship transformation. This is Amanda Collins, because better understanding leads to better love. Let us guide your journey at betterloveproject.com.